insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين لا سيما بقية الله في العالمين روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا. Welcome brothers and sisters to another of our programs. We hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the understanding of a few more of the verses of the Holy Quran. First, let's hear the verses.
وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ فَتُوبُوا إِلَى بَارِئِكُمْ فَاقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِندَ بَارِئِكُمْ فَتَابَ عَلَيْكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَإِذْ قُلْتُمْ يَا مُوسَى لَن نُّؤْمِنَ لَكَ حَتَّى نَرَى اللَّهَ جَهْرَةً فَأَخَذَتْكُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَأَنتُمْ تَنظُرُونَ.
We arrived at verse 54, which narrates to us a very interesting story. And I need to remind the listeners that this is part of a series of verses where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds the people, the Jewish tribes in Medina, and tells them, you should remember the blessings that I've had upon you people, and therefore you should come and listen and be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is to accept the prophethood of the last prophet and all the commands that he gives you. This verse 54, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deals with this story, that the Jewish tribe, after having seen all these signs and miracles that Prophet Moses showed them, in which they decided to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and follow his commands, after that, when Prophet Moses was taken to the mountain for 40 nights to be given the book or the commandments, the guidance for these people, they decided that against the teachings of Prophet Musa and also against the warnings of his brother, Prophet Harun, which was with the people, Prophet Musa had left him with the people, against his orders and against Prophet Harun's warnings and telling the people that they should remember what God had given them, that this is wrong, that they shouldn't be worshipping this calf, they went ahead and started worshipping the calf, which is basically disbelieving in God. This is shirk. This is one of the greatest sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, I will forgive any sin except for shirk. Of course, there's an explanation for that, as what that means. That means if anyone leaves this world with the sin of shirk, that will not be forgiven. That is a sin that can never be forgiven. So anyhow, they decided to do this horrible sin that this verse and other verses refer to as them oppressing themselves. Now, this verse is not just repeating what was mentioned in verse 51 and 52, which was the same story of them starting to worship the calf, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiving them. No, it is talking about a different perspective of this story, and that is this, that when Prophet Musa came back to the people and he saw what had happened, he got onto his brother Prophet Harun, why didn't you do anything? He said, well, I actually did, these people, they didn't listen to me, and you know, started explaining. Then he talked to the people decided that they realized they wanted to turn back and they were regretful of what they had done. So now they wanted to repent. When they wanted to repent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Musa, if they want to repent, they have got to prove themselves. They have got to kill one another. This is seems like a very cruel command. You have to kill one another in order to repent. And then it says, ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ عِنْدَ بَارِئِكُمْ, that will be better for you with your maker, with the person who created you, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says, they did that, and then he turned to you clemently. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted that repentance from them. Now, let's understand this. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is this like a general command? Is God cruel that he wants to see people killing one another? What is the situation with this? And why is this verse being mentioned, actually? If you look at it, this is the point that's been added to the story. The previous point of them repenting and their repentance being accepted was mentioned already in verses 51 and 52. So the addition that we have here is this particular command, that when they wanted to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, well, you can't just say it, you've got to prove yourself. How do you do that? You've got to kill one another. So it seems like this has been being mentioned as a blessing. How could that be? If we look at the history of prophets and messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to different people, we see a pattern. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the pattern is very logical, and logically we understand why that happened. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created mankind in order to reach the perfection that was the goal of its creation. When people on earth do not move towards that direction, although they are guided, everything is shown to them, they decide they want to cause corruption on earth, that's when this pattern occurs, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives the guidance, he gives the prophets, he sends the prophets with the message, with revelation. People are given the signs they don't want to accept. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes the people. Usually what we see in the previous nations, the previous to or prior to Prophet Musa, it is such like Ad. The people of Ad were given a prophet. He went and explained his message. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him signs. The people did not accept. They said, a very small fraction of the population believed. The rest of them did not, and they disbelieved. They were enemies of these people. They wanted to kick him out. They wanted to kill him and all of that. Then that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the believers to leave. And when the believers have left, all the others are going to be punished. They were punished. They were destroyed. People of Thamud, the other tribes that have, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, we've only given you some of the stories of the previous nations, not all of them. There's a lot of other stories that have not been mentioned. So this is a pattern. Now, when we come to Bani Israel, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends them a guide, Prophet Musa. First, they accept. They accept the call of Prophet Musa. They believe. Now that they have come, they've accepted the call. They've been kind of obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet. Now they've come and changed course, and they have rejected the teachings of the Prophet. They have rejected worshipping only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They started worshipping something that does not deserve worshipping. Okay, that's corruption. At this point, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not send that punishment that He has sent the other tribes. This is an important point. As we said, in this case too, the vast majority, 80-90% of these people, decided to start worshipping the calf. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't send that punishment. What did He do? He gave a punishment that they deserved that same punishment, but maybe because they had already accepted to a certain level the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they were treated leniently. They were given the command. It says, the narration says, 70,000 people were the ones around 70. That's a rough figure, had decided to follow or worship the calf. Prophet Musa told them, at pitch black, you all should be present in Jerusalem, and you should start, bring your swords, your knives, your daggers, and all of that, and start killing one another. This is that same punishment. Now, usually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send the punishment in what way? He would send it by bringing the thunder, for example, okay, or a flood or an earthquake. Different things were sent to different people. In this case, the punishment is through the command that he's given to the people themselves. So the punishment is carried out by the hands of these same people. Okay, so they are taken there. They are commanded to go to this place and they start killing one another. Okay, now, as we said, as in the pattern that we see in how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his messengers, all the people that reject what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, that's what happened here. They started rejecting and they disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They started worshipping something else. Now, what they deserve was all of them to be destroyed. Instead of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them to start killing one another. After they started killing one another, not all of them had died, probably not even most of them had died. A number of these people were killed when they showed that they are willing to actually practice this, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them, to go in this area and start, killing the people around them, which are the people from the same tribe. It could be my father, it could be my brother, it could be... For what I have done, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that in order for me to forgive you, you've got to do this. When they did that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before, as I said, not even the majority of them were killed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that's it. I don't want you guys, the point wasn't in this to kill all of you. Some of you needed to be punished. You were punished in that. They were punished in that. They left this world. They were dead. But the majority were kept alive. They needed to practice this level of obedience. After showing that very awful disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to that extent, rejecting His lordship and worshipping the calf, which is an insignificant being, the calf itself is an insignificant being. Now you have a golden calf that's not even alive and people are worshipping that. That's awful. After doing that, then they had to show their obedience at this level. And that's when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that's enough. It's kind of similar, some people have said, kind of similar to the command that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to Prophet Ibrahim, that when he was commanded to slaughter or slay Prophet Ismail, and when the time came to slay him, the knife didn't work. The command wasn't actually for him to kill. In this verse, similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, kill one another. Okay. So the command was, everybody kill one another, nobody should have been kept alive. But that wasn't the point. They should have shown, when they started showing that they are willing to do that, some of the people died. The majority were kept alive, said, okay, we've forgiven those that were that died, left the world. And also, those that are alive have all been forgiven. So it's similar to that in that way. This is the blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about in this verse. The people deserve, the Jewish tribe deserve to be punished in the same way that the people of Ad, the people of Lut, the people of Thamud, and all the other tribes, all the other nations that were punished in that way, and all the people that disbelieved were punished. They should have been punished in the same way, but yet in this case, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not send those punishments, the earthquakes or the storms, but yet He gave them this order. After a small number of them were killed, He forgave those that had been killed and also the ones that were alive. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with a deep understanding of the verses of the Holy Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. لا إله إلا الله الملك الحق المبين لا إله إلا